Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Gloria Copeland, and Pastor George Pearsons is with me today. And we're going to be talking about the untouchables.
Yes.
That's you and
yes,
me.
Yes,
hallelujah.
That's right.
That's
no,
good, George.
No evil.
No evil.
No calamity can
no
come
calamity.
Near our dwelling.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, we
thank
just
you.
Pray over this time together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, Lord, for this time that you've given with us, Gloria and myself.
Thank you.
Those who are watching us. And Father, we are walking in a realm of your prosperity, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, in every way. And Father, I thank you that to walk a prosperous life is to walk a protected life.
Yes.
We are delivered. We are made free by the blood
thank
of the
you,
Lamb.
Lord.
And we receive our time together this week
mm-hmm.
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
So, Gloria, we're talking about living in protection, God's divine protection. And I want to remind
so
everybody
important.
That all of our notes that we're teaching from, they're available to you. Just go to kcm.org and they'll be available to you there. We've had over 500,000 downloads of our notes ever since you and I started teaching on the subject of prosperity 5 years ago.
That's awesome.
So people are hungry for this. They're desiring this. And we need your testimonies. Let us know what's happening to you, what's going on in your life. Send those to us. And then also, I want to remind everybody every day that on Friday, you and I are going to be receiving communion together. And so I want to remind you of this so that you can be prepared to take
yes,
communion
with
Gloria
us.
And me
Glory.
On Friday.
Hallelujah.
And just every time we take communion, we bring into remembrance everything that
our
Jesus
covenant.
Has done for
yes,
us.
Yes, amen.
And we've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
That's right.
We walk in the
no
blessing
curse,
of...
No curse, only blessing if
only
we're
blessing,
in Christ Jesus.
Only blessing. And... We're going to be looking here today at Psalm 91. Let me read a couple of scriptures, though. I didn't put these on your notes, but these are just a couple of scriptures that we were talking about last week. First of all, in 1 John 5:18, it says, "The wicked one touches him not." Now, that's where we receive the title for this, the untouchables. And then in Proverbs 19:23, it says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life. One rests content, untouched by trouble." Now, those were two scriptures. We read those last week, Gloria, and I just wanted to get everybody caught up to where we are
okay.
today in this. And today, we're going to be talking about something very interesting concerning our protection. The title of this, I call it Hidden in Plain Sight.
Good. I like
we are that. Hidden from the devil.
That's right.
He cannot touch us because he cannot see us. We are in the secret place.
We're in the secret
of the Most High.
The Most High.
So Gloria, let's
That's
take
good.
A look at this, and we'll start with Psalm 91.
Okay.
And it says here, "He who dwells," in verse 1, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
This now, is the Amplified.
Now, the Amplified, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable." I like that.
Yeah.
"Stable and fixed."
Unmovable.
Unmovable. Cannot.
Unmovable or immovable?
Immovable.
You can't move us.
Yeah, that's right. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand." And we find here, Gloria, in this Hebrew translation of secret place,
mm-hmm.
here are just some of the words that I found about this. It means to be hidden. It is a hiding place. It's a covering.
Ooh, hallelujah.
It's a shelter. It is our protection. And look at this one, secrecy from a slanderous tongue.
That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Secrecy from a slandering tongue.
How do you interpret that?
How
do you apply that?
Well, I would say people can say things about you and it will not affect you. It won't touch you. It won't come near you. You are in the secret place,
yeah,
protected.
Hidden place.
And we'll read this scripture in just a little bit, but there's a favorite word of mine that's used in the Old Testament, and it's pavilion. we are hidden in the pavilion. In this case, we're hidden in the pavilion from a slanderous tongue.
In a shelter.
In that shelter. We're protected from that.
Yes, that's good, George.
And no matter what is said about us, no matter what is said to us to try to stop us from what we're doing, we're in that place, that secret place of the Most High.
That's right.
The New Living Translation of verse 4, He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and your protection.
Amen. That's good.
So we are covered, Gloria. We are protected from the attack of the enemy.
I remember one woman who would just say, feathers, feathers, feathers.
Feathers. That's it.
Feathers, feathers,
covered
feathers.
Under the feathers.
That's right.
And I think about how that protection, you've heard of the Iron Dome in Israel. And every time from the Gaza Strip they shoot missiles over into Israel, that Iron Dome will intercept them and stop them and explode
That's
them
good,
in the air.
A good analogy.
And it's a protection. It's a protection. So we have our own Iron Dome.
Good.
We have our own protection around us. And we are in the secret place
Amen.
Of the Most High. He can't find us. He can't locate us. He can't shoot His fiery darts at us. Why? Because we are really invisible to the devil. And we need to have a concept of
yeah,
that.
That's right.
Look at this scripture here in number 4.
And that works by faith just like everything else.
Well, it does. We have to believe that. We have to receive that. We have to walk in a place of divine protection, knowing that, having an understanding of that.
That's right.
In Hebrews 11:23, it says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden. He was hidden.
That's right.
3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid
no
of the
fear.
King's command. He was really dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And that phrase, the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty, in that place we are in a really protective custody. We can't be touched.
Amen.
We can be out there in the world with everybody else and things going on all around us. And we'll be out there and in the midst of all of that, we are in a place of God's supernatural protection.
Amen. That's right.
That's prosperity.
That's good. Amen.
That is prosperity. And this is a very interesting scripture here in Luke chapter 4. In this scripture, if you remember, Gloria, this is where Jesus came to Nazareth and He began to preach in the synagogue. He opened up the scrolls there, and He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the year of Jubilee. And then He said to them,
which was the year of freedom.
The year of freedom. And He said to them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And you remember there, He could do no mighty work because of the hardness of their hearts and their unbelief. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were started saying things like, well, isn't that Joseph's son?
Who's he?
Yeah, who's he? What's,
Who
what's
does he think he
what's
is?
What's he doing? They got so mad at Him. They got so angry at Jesus. It says here in the NIV, all the people of the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove Him out of the town, took Him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw Him down the cliff. But He walked right through the crowd and went on His way.
That's amazing. They got this great news. They're blessed. They're protected.
Yeah.
And they got furious.
They got furious with
People
it.
Don't change, do they? They, just,
they really don't.
I mean, through the centuries, that's been the way it is.
And you know, Gloria, as you
when
know...
When we started preaching prosperity, people
yes.
didn't... I mean, they got upset about it. Isn't that amazing?
It's just unimaginable.
Or healing. People
yeah,
used
or
to
healing.
Get upset about somebody preaching on healing, that God
yeah.
wanted you well.
We live in that secret place, Gloria. I was talking to a couple here who work on our crew. They're on camera right now, running camera. And they were sharing with me some things about a testimony before... Before they got married, they were driving and got into a situation where they got hit, turned around, and were facing oncoming traffic. And there was a tractor-trailer truck heading their way.
Yeah.
And they called on the name of Jesus. And supernaturally, that truck moved out of the way.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The secret place of the Most High.
The secret place of the Most High.
What about the Most High? That means there's not anybody or anything higher than the Most High.
That's right. There is no one higher, and we're set aloft.
Or more powerful.
We are lifted up, literally lifted up and over the danger that is in this earth.
Praise God.
Jesus said, and He prayed this over us, don't take them out of the world, but separate them from the world. And so we are separated from the collateral damage of all that goes on around us. I mean, we hear testimony after testimony about people that have been involved in storms and hurricanes and tornadoes, which this week we're going to hear a tremendous testimony of one of our partners that a tornado tried to hit them, and they used their authority in the name of Jesus.
Praise God, that'll be great.
And that thing went right straight back up.
That's what happened in the airplane one day.
Could not, that's
we
right.
We saw a funnel coming down. It wasn't
that's right.
extremely close to us. It was in the distance a little bit. I'd never seen one before, and it started coming down. I said, you get back up there in the name of Jesus. That's our word.
Oh.
You got to talk to a storm. Wasn't that what Jesus did? Didn't he talk to storms?
He talked
said,
to the storm.
Peace, be still. Well, I said, you get back up there in Jesus' name. And it went right back up.
And Jesus was exercising His authority over that, which on Friday, that's the topic that we're talking
about. Oh, good.
That'll
be great.
The authority of the believer. He exercised His authority over that storm, stood up in the midst of the boat, like you said, said, peace be still. And it says there was a great calm.
Hallelujah. That's Jesus.
Hidden in the secret place of
our
the Most
Jesus,
High.
Our Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Deliverer.
You know, this scripture here that we were just talking about, where they took Jesus to the edge of the cliff and they were going to push Him off. This was one of the places that we recently went to with Billy in Israel. I'd never been to Nazareth before. Nazareth right now is controlled by the Arabs as well as Bethlehem. And in all the times that I've been to Israel, we've never been to either of those places. Well, we had the opportunity this time to go. And we went up, and we're showing, right now we're showing some footage, just a little bit of that cliff that they took Jesus to. And from that cliff, you can look out and you can see Nazareth, the city of Nazareth all around, but it's on a very high pinnacle. And there sure is enough, surely enough, there is a place where they could have pushed Him off and He could have been killed. And He just walked out from the midst of them.
Oh, man.
He disappeared.
Wow.
In their midst.
I've told you before about the woman that was in front of us on the freeway a few years ago. It's probably been 10 years now. And she had children in the car.
Yeah.
And we were right behind her. And something happened to her car or something. I don't know what happened. Anyway, her car was up like this. Here it's level on the ground. It was up like, it was going like this on its side. We were behind it. We said, you get back down there in the name of Jesus. And that went...
Oh, man.
I mean, see, we've got to help people.
That's right.
Because we know God. We have faith. That woman did not know how come she lived through that. But it was because of the Lord. Somebody spoke a word of faith, and it put that car right back on the ground.
It put that right back where it was supposed to be. Well, that's where in Genesis when the Lord spoke the blessing over Adam, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it.
That means take authority, have dominion.
And that word subdue, it means if it gets out of line, put it back.
Does it really?
Yep.
I like that.
If it gets out of line, put it back. So we, in walking in that divine protection, in that place of supernatural, the supernatural hiding place that God has for us, that's what it is. That's what Scripture calls it. A hiding place.
Yeah, it does.
It does. And if you look at the second page there, Gloria, there's a scripture we'll take a look at.
I like that a lot.
In the 119th Psalm, verse 114, it says, Thou art my hiding place and my shield. We are in that place. Where we are, we're on that second page up there.
Yeah.
Basically, we can say, Lord, You're my hiding place. You're my hiding place. The devil cannot get to me. He cannot touch me. And let's take a look at some of these scriptures down through here. Read that first one, Gloria, Psalm 17, 8 and 9.
Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. From the wicked that oppress me. Hide me from the wicked that oppress me.
Mm-hmm.
From my deadly enemies who compass me about. This guy's surrounded.
Yeah.
It's an ambush.
Yep.
But he's hidden.
He's hidden. He's hidden.
Hallelujah.
Where is he? He's in the secret place. He's in the secret place of the Most
yes,
High.
Yes, amen. That's where we live.
When the enemy can't see you, when the enemy can't get to you, we are in the secret place of the Most High.
Amen.
We are hidden. We're hidden in that place. I'm looking. Let me jump back here for just a second in Psalm 91, where it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. To abide means to stay.
Yeah.
That's where we stay.
In the Amplified says, he remains stable.
Remains stable and fixed. Yes.
Under that shadow.
Yes. We are protected. Gloria, we're protected everywhere we go.
We are.
We've been spending time just praying over the ministry and praying over our meetings and praying over our traveling. We are protected everywhere we go.
That's right.
We refuse to be in car accidents.
That's right.
And you know, there are some people that have the mentality, well, the big one's coming. The big one's coming. There's some people that think that. And they think to themselves when the big one...
There was a guy on TV that he was always having the big one. Was it Sanford or who?
Yes, yes, the big one. I got the big one coming. Well, don't prophesy that to yourself.
No, we're not having a little one.
No. We are redeemed from that. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's good.
Wherever we go, we dwell in that secret place. Here in Psalm 27, 5.
But now, George, it's important that we not tolerate fear. Because
right,
we can't be
right.
in fear and faith at the same time. So when we make our stand and then something happens, maybe around us or in the world or whatever.
That's right.
And fear tries to come in, you can't let it in. That's not the secret place.
No.
If there's fear, mm-mm. it's not the secret place.
Right.
So we don't tolerate fear. We believe God. If you get in a situation that you're having trouble holding on to your faith,
mm-hmm.
go back to the same scriptures where you got that faith and read about your well-being and your hidden place.
Yes, the hiding place.
All of the good things that the Word says about our security.
Praise God,
Glory
Gloria.
To God. Hallelujah.
That's so good. That is so
Amen.
Good. Don't let... Listen to her. Listen
don't
to her.
Listen to her. Is that what you said?
I said, listen to her. No, I didn't say don't listen. I said, listen
That's
to
true.
Her.
That's true. And also, you know, now there's a lot of talk about finances and how this is going to be bad and that crash.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a tither and a sower, that's not you.
No,
that's
it won't
be
touch
situation.
You.
If you'll hold on to your faith.
It will not come near you.
We have been doing this a long time. There have been ups and downs and good
that's
things,
right.
bad things
that's
in the economy. But as long as we've been believing in tithing, we've survived it and done well.
Almost 50 years.
Yeah,
In 2017, the ministry will be 50 years old.
Wow, how about that?
I've been young.
Yeah.
And now I'm old.
And I've never seen.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
No. Nope.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's look at a couple more scriptures here.
Now, when will we be 17?
We'll be 50 years old.
50 years
in
old.
In 2017.
2017.
Well, that's just
years
2 years
old.
From now. Wow.
We should have a jubilee.
We should have a jubilee.
All right, that's going to be a jubilee year. I'm calling it.
And here we are, you know, 48 years later, and the ministry owes no man anything but to love him.
All these years.
All these years.
It's a miracle.
And I've been around 40.
Yeah, you were in charge for a long time.
I was in charge for a while. We've had challenges
here.
At
the greatest time that we were, the hardest time we were having financially, weren't you in charge?
No, that wasn't me. No.
I mean, you didn't do it. You had to deal with it. You were not responsible for it.
But we got out of it, Gloria. Praise God.
We did.
The Lord protected us.
We stayed in faith.
The Lord helped us. We stayed in faith. I'm just thinking about all of the different things that the Lord has helped us in and protected us.
Praise God.
Here, we got a couple of minutes left. We'll just go through these. Read that Psalm 31:20 there, Gloria, number 3.
You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of men. Man may be after you, but man can't find
you. Can't find you.
Hallelujah.
No.
You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. They may be talking bad about you. They may be saying, we're going to sue you. We've had that before.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hidden in the secret place.
Hidden in the secret
place. Glory to God.
Psalm 32:7 in the New Living. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble.
Oh, hallelujah.
If you're in trouble right now, you take this scripture.
Yes.
Psalm 32:7, New Living Translation. You are my hiding place.
The Lord is our hiding place.
He protects you from trouble, and He surrounds us with songs of victory.
Start singing the song. Hallelujah.
Start singing the song.
Not of depression.
No, not of doubt.
Not of unbelief, but victory.
Victory.
What does it say? This is the victory that
overcomes the world,
even our
faith.
Your faith will overcome the world.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This last scripture here, Colossians 3:3, we are hidden in Christ. It says, for as far as the world is concerned, you have died, and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God.
Yes, we're in Him. Hallelujah.
And I like that Message translation, Gloria. It says, your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life.
Hallelujah.
So we are, Gloria. Praise Father, God. In Jesus' name,
We're
I thank
so
you
grateful.
For this today.
Thank you.
We are protected in the secret place of the Most High.
All the time.
And the devil cannot touch us. He cannot see us. He cannot attack us in Jesus' name because we walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. And we receive our deliverance and our protection in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Good. Good work. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.